Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, there was a time when women would feel that the older they got, the shorter their hair had to go. Shoulder length or even a bob was regarded as too young for them. Thankfully, there are a lot of signs that this is changing. Lisa Eccles is owner of Zinc Hair and Beauty in Kilmainham in Dublin. Afternoon, Lisa.
Hi, Sean.
Now, the thing I referred to there, is that going or is that just gone altogether?
Oh, that's gone. That's long gone. Ladies of whatever age you are, when you're post, you know, menopausal, this thing of having to cut your hair off is long gone. Women are enjoying, I suppose, the freedom of keeping their hair a little bit longer. They're able to, like, you know, style it in a more youthful way, maybe. Or just that they just don't feel the pressure to have to conform to something that was about taking maybe a bit of their femininity away.
Yeah. Now, And does that mean that, like, if you had, you know, hair down to your backside when you were 20, you're content to keep hair down to your backside when you're 60 or 70?
Well, I mean, if your hair will continue to grow to your backside when you're 50 and 60 and 70, then, you know, and it's in good, healthy condition, why not? We have some clients that come in who have the most beautiful, stunning hair. And it's the thing that very often people would remark on now that they've kind of left it long. And as long as it's in good, healthy condition, I think there's no reason why you couldn't grow it long.
Yeah. Now, is a short haircut now, is that it tends to be younger women who are looking for that now?
Well, do you know, we've seen a bit of a shift because I do think a lot of hair trends are led by what celebrities are doing and, you know, maybe actors. And so, you know, down through the years, we would have seen like the Victoria Beckham bob. That was a big hit in the early 2000s. So a lot of women coming in, cutting their hair into like that shorter style. And then obviously you've seen Victoria then went down the route of getting the hair extensions and keeping her hair kind of longer and into these like beautiful waves. So a lot of it is like celebrity or trend led. And we're definitely noticing now a lot more Gen Z kids are far more interested in coming in and like mixing it up a bit. They're kind of looking at what's, you know, the trend on TikTok. They're getting their wolf cuts, their butterfly cuts. They're, you know, following sometimes these like different kind of Japanese hairstyles, whether it's the Haim or there's another Japanese one that's kind of, it's a bit out there, but it's called the jellyfish. And it's like where essentially.
What's the jellyfish?
So the jellyfish is almost, if you imagine almost like a bowl cup, but then they leave little tendrils of hair along so that it looks like a jellyfish.
Okay. Okay. That's interesting. Right. Okay. And do people come into you, Lisa, sometimes and they go, I'd like to get this. And you're thinking that's completely wrong for you, for the shape of your face, for, you know, your height,
yeah,
or that kind of thing.
To be honest, we hear it all, Sean. You know, I have people that come in and sometimes might show me a picture of naturally curly hair and their hair is straight as a pin. And they're like, can I have that haircut? And I'm like, well, that's, you don't have curly hair, so I'm not going to be able to do that. But no, I think most of the time now people will come into the salon. They're looking for advice. They want to be kind of guided. And I think as long as it's something that's going to suit your hair type and texture, there's nothing that you can't do. It's just supposed to be being realistic about maybe even your lifestyle as well. Maybe you're somebody that doesn't want something that's very high maintenance. So that's why maybe you don't want shorter hair because it's easy to keep it long. You can tie it up and then you can just maybe put a bit more effort on the weekends. Whereas shorter hair, you'll often find like, you get quite the bedhead after you've woken up in the morning with shorter hair and you have to kind of like do a little bit more fixing of it in the mornings.
Right. OK, so do you sometimes have to talk people down from the ledge in a very diplomatic way?
Absolutely, because of course, like, you know, there's that famous song as well, I'm going to cut that man right out of my hair. So, you know, there is that tendency sometimes when people are going through big life kind of things happening, they'll sometimes want to come in and cut all their hair off. So, yeah, there's been a few times where maybe I've said, you know, let's take an extra little bit off, but let's have a little think about it. And if you still want to cut it all off in a couple of weeks, like, no problem.
Yeah.
And very often they'll come back in and they'll say, I don't want to cut any more off.
Yeah. Now, actually, just going back to the age thing, as you said, if your hair is still growing when you're 50, 60, 70, then no problem. But does hair tend to get a bit thinner or not grow as well when you get
it
older?
It does. Yeah. So just like everything, like, you know, the way our skin loses elasticity and collagen, we tend to like see a little bit of hair loss. Obviously, the really obvious one is male pattern baldness, that as somebody ages, they'll often see that, you know, kind of coming to fruition. And it's the same for women. You know, you you'll often notice that your hair won't grow as long and maybe it'll start to like thin out a little bit as well. So that's where, you know, the likes of extensions and hair toppers and all these things kind of come into play, where people want to, you know, kind of keep their hair still looking quite, you know, full. But yeah, as we age, unfortunately, the hair and the skin are the two organs or the two things that our body is maybe putting less effort into and feeding less nutrients to. So we tend to see a little bit of a drop off in the volume and the density.
Yeah. Also for older women, is there as much pressure on them now if they've if their hair has gone white or if they have streaks of grey? You know, that pressure to, oh no, you have to dye that out rather than being themselves kind of thing.
Yeah, no, I think there was a big shift, certainly during COVID, where a lot of people obviously had the time to grow their hair out in the privacy of their own home, where they didn't maybe have to go through. It's just the growing out phase can feel a bit awkward for people, you know, especially if you've had very dark hair and then you've got a grey kind of a root coming through. So we did see a big shift towards, you know, kind of people embracing the silver, embracing the natural. And then like there's other people that will still just be like, no, I don't care. I want to keep my hair looking dark. I want to keep colouring it. So we see right across the spectrum of what people are into. And there's something for everybody, because even if you do have naturally silver hair, sometimes there's nice little toners or there's kind of like toning shampoos that you can use to really enhance the silver.
Lisa, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Lisa Eccles there, owner of Zinc Hair and Beauty in Kilmainham in Dublin.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.